Hi guys, this is Raimo from Matt Current. You're watching our demo Bombman from the year 2006. It was presented at Assembly and placed fourth in the combined demo competition. This one is probably our demo with the most effort put into it. And well, you can maybe see that it's not really that this would have been such a huge project, but I guess we generally make really quick hacks for most parties. But this time we actually spent a couple of weeks just working on the, just putting the stuff together and working on the 3D scenes and stuff like that. Generally, it's more that we just, well, the programmer just makes an engine and maybe spends a couple of months on it, and then the actual demo is just made in a couple of days or even less. With this one, I personally did what I usually do, which is 3D graphics, as in making the 3D scenes and setting up cameras and lighting and texturing and things like that. There are also two other 3D graphicians working on this demo, and then there was one graphical designer working on the overlays and some of the 2D graphical elements in the demo. But then there was only one programmer who did pretty much everything that the programmer does, and then there were two musicians involved who of course made the soundtrack. Yeah, the soundtrack was actually done long before we actually started working on the demo. Working on the demo kind of started on with that soundtrack, and we just decided that this is something we want to make a demo with. Those of you who know a bit more about the demo scene probably already recognize that this demo is actually something many demo sceners mock as a 3DS player demo. Means that it's a kind of demo that is technically just a 3D animation player, and most of the things you see on the screen are actually just done in a 3D, like 3D modeling and animation software, and then the demo just plays back that animation that has been done already there. There are some demo sceners who think that this is not the way that demos should be made, and that everything should be done by the programmer, but the fact is that a lot of programmers just don't want to just work on the effects, and they prefer making these more versatile 3D engines and tools that enable other people as also themselves to make the actual demos more easily. And there's also still with that approach, there's a lot of work with the engines and the tools and the post-processing effects and things like that, which is still quite interesting. But yeah, this is something we've done quite a bit with our demos. Although it may seem like there's some kind of idea behind this demo, there isn't really. We just whipped up some stuff that we like to make, and the actual the name of the demo, it's just the name of the track we used as with the demo, and we'll still use that idea in some of the scenes, like these bomb things, but other than that, it's basically that we just made some things that kill people, and because that's something we kind of like to make. But now we've reached the end of Bomberman. So thanks for watching and enjoy the other demos.